Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we're talking about some of the mistakes that I see VCs make, venture capital firms make, that everyday people should pay attention to and learn from. So I have worked with VCs off and on for the better part of a decade, reviewing the technology programs that they're thinking about investing in. And the mistake that I want to talk about today that I see venture capital firms make is not doing any due diligence, or doing very little or not deep enough due diligence on the technology development plan. So I will see, and this matters for us all as individuals, on understanding why you're putting your money where you're putting your money. And why do I talk about money? What's a guru doing talking about money? Your financial life is every bit a part of your spiritual and personal growth journey as anything else. You cannot talk about your personal development journey without talking about your money. And it's really funny, because that is actually the last thing anybody wants to talk about when they're in sessions with me, is talking about your money. But we need to talk about your money, because show me how you spend your money and I will show you what stage you're in. So let's talk about this, and this is kind of fun to kind of talk about venture capital firms and what I see them doing and how that relates to the everyday person and how we choose to spend our money as individuals. So a lot of us, we get this idea in our heads that venture capital firms know what they're doing and know exactly, they're so much smarter. Yeah, no, they're not smarter. They just have a lot of money and they're trying to invest it in something that will create a decent return for them, right? They're looking for a 10x return, looking for that unicorn, that 1000x return. So they're just trying to do the smart thing and put their money in a smart place. They don't have any special insight that you don't have, for the most part. What they do have is they gain experience by doing a bunch of deals over time, and they get smarter, and they tend to focus on who the founders are. Because that's really who you're, but that's who you're betting on, right? That this founder comes in here asking for investment, and what you're really betting on is this the kind of founder that can pull it off? And I totally agree with that, with really focusing on who the founders are, what is their work ethic, what is their business plan. You got to have all that. But the mistake I see venture capitalists making that I want to focus on today is not doing any scrutiny, or due diligence as they call it, on the technology development plan. So a lot of VCs, some may just put their money into businesses that they're not technology businesses. But if they're putting their money into a business that's going to create a piece of software or a piece of hardware, they're doing a technology development. I've spoken with several that going, oh no, we don't do any due diligence on that. We just believe them. And I'm like, you're kidding me. You just believe them. Some guy walks in here and goes, I'm gonna build a laser that bends. I kid you not. That actually happened. And they go, that's amazing. I'll give you money for that. And what are you doing? Somebody has to look at what they're proposing to build, of what they're claiming they've got, and what they're claiming they're going to build for you. What software are they going to build? What hardware are they going to build? What kind of testing are they going to do? And ask the question, is this even technically plausible? If you gave them the money and they followed this plan that they showed you, what's the probability it would work? Especially if it's something truly novel. Right? Don't just go throwing $500 million at Fusion if you haven't looked at what they're actually planning to do. I would like to see more investment in Fusion, but it's got to be along the lines of something that's plausible. And so this is something we got very, very good at ascertaining. And I had a knack for it before I went to DARPA and before I was a DARPA PM. But while I was a DARPA PM, I reviewed thousands of technology plants. Thousands. They were coming at you every single day. And most of them were junk. But you learned a couple of really important lessons. And these are the lessons that I want you to apply to your personal life when you're thinking about putting money into something. So from the VC standpoint, they're looking at the founders and the business plan, but they're not looking at the underlying technology that's actually the foundation of the whole thing. So that's their blind side, and that's where they're going to get bit. So in your personal life, you have to ask yourself, if you're about to put significant money into something, a new house and a new location, a new car, you're about to take a new job, whatever is this big move that's going to affect you in a financial way, and you're hoping it's going to pay off, is there some aspect of it you're not looking at? What are you blind to? What are you just blindly trusting is fine that may not be fine? So what I've learned and what you can learn from my experience is, number one, keep an open mind. Be open to all the possibilities. Be open to all the opportunities. You don't know. Check it out. But check out every aspect of an opportunity, right? If you're thinking about taking a job because you think it's got a significant financial advantage for you, do you have an offer letter? Do you have a written offer letter? Research the company. Research the executives of the company. Find out who's on the board and research them. How are they doing financially? What's their marketing plan? Right? Look at that. I don't care what your job is in this company. Maybe you're just coming in to be human resources. I want you to do the due diligence on this company because you're not investing money in them, but you're investing your time and your life, which is far more precious, in my opinion. So you want to make sure you have a sense of the fact that they're going to be around for a while, that they're doing things in a way that aligns with your values and your morals. And just don't be bamboozled or you're distracted over here with a couple parts of this whole deal that look good, but there's these parts over here that you didn't even look at, which is the thing that's going to bite you in the butt. So be careful where you put your money. Make sure that you take a look at every aspect of whatever deal you're getting into. And for the VCs out there, review the underlying technology. What are you doing? Don't trust these people. Just don't. Trust but verify. Would that make you feel more comfortable? You need to review their technology before you put money into it. And so we'll talk about issues in choosing founders in another video. But that's one lesson that we can all learn from what I see the VCs doing wrong. So if you have thoughts, questions, ideas, things you want me to address, you can text me directly at my website at KatherineColleen.com. You can send in questions on all the topics I cover, which is your own personal development journey, your spiritual journey, whatever's going on in your world, blockchain, crypto, counter AI, and counter quantum, and all the fun nerdy stuff too. So let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. Find me on all the socials. All the links are below. Thanks for joining me this time. We'll see you next time.